Czechoslovakia's break into freedom in 1989 was called the Velvet Revolution because it seemed so elegant and fine. There had been bloodshed in 1968 when Soviet tanks rolled in to crush the grasp at freedom known as Prague Spring, but the blood of that repression seemed to nourish a movement that would defeat cruelty and iron with cleverness and soul. The crowds calling for freedom in Wenceslas Square didn't sing nationalist anthems, but jokey and ironic songs by the Beatles, Lou Reed, and Frank Zappa, Revolution with a Wry Twist. That movement was headed by playwright Václav Havel. This weekend, President Havel of the Czech Republic will retire. After 13 years in office, a former political prisoner who became a chief of state, and, even more rare, a politician who at the end of his term is still regarded as a moral leader. President Havel addressed the U.S. Congress in 1990. He thanked the United States, but also boldly noted that America had accepted communist domination of Eastern Europe at the expense of the Czechs and other peoples. A legacy of countless dead, he said, an infinite spectrum of human suffering, profound economic decline, and enormous human humiliation. It has brought us horrors that fortunately you have not known. At the time, he added, it has given us a special capacity to look out at the world. We can offer something to you, our experience, and the knowledge that has come from it. When President Havel received an honorary degree from Harvard in 1995, he reminded the students that the finest American minds of previous times had at first urged Czechoslovakia to compromise with Adolf Hitler and had been eager to appease Joseph Stalin. I beg you, do not repeat these mistakes, he said, in urging the U.S. to become involved in Kosovo, Rwanda, and future conflicts. There is simply no escaping the responsibility you have as the most powerful country in the world. Support for U.S. and British intervention to disarm Iraq has been unpopular among many in his country. He stands by his beliefs, but those beliefs are characteristically independent. Evil must be confronted in its womb, he says. And if there is no other way to do it, then it has to be dealt with by the use of force. But then Mr. Havel adds, if the immensely sophisticated and expensive modern weaponry must be used, let it be used in a way that does not harm civilian populations. If this is not possible, then the billions spent on those weapons will be wasted. I am someone who was swept accidentally into power, Václav Havel has told reporters in his last weeks in office, but artists, like statesmen, must take advantage of accidents.